This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. It looks to be another great weekend for outdoor activities, and no doubt a busy one for the most popular areas, though there is a chance of isolated afternoon thundershowers and some morning valley fog. Always check the weather before heading into the woods or onto the waters. We had a bit of rain this week, which lowered the fire danger and brought rivers and streams up to more normal, though still seasonally low, levels for this time of year. The Hudson River at North Creek has been running at about 3 feet. Many lakes remain unusually low, and many buoys are being removed at this time of year, so use extra caution in unfamiliar waters. The U.S. Drought Monitor is reporting that all of the high peaks and much of the central Adirondacks are now in moderate drought, and the northeast corner of the Adirondack Park remains in severe drought. The southern Adirondacks, including Warren, southern Hamilton, and southern Herkimer counties, are abnormally dry. This will be the last weekend for the Lake Harris Campground in Newcomb. About 20 state campgrounds will continue to operate, most until October 8th. Fish Creek Campground remains open until October 21st. In the southern high peaks, Gulf Brook Road will be closed during the week for ditching and repairs between the Fly Pond Gate and the Four Corners. The road will be open on weekends from 5 p.m. Friday to sundown Sunday. Work is now underway to remove Marcy Dam. This is year 4 of the 5-year project to remove the dam washed out by Tropical Storm Irene and return Marcy Brook to a natural condition. Hikers are being asked to stay away from the work site and follow detour flagging and signage. DEC will close the upper locks on the Saranac chain on September 19th and 20th for repairs. The lower lock is operating but unstaffed. Be aware of bear activity in the Saranac Lake chain. Bear canisters are required in the eastern high peaks, and bears have been especially active around the Adirondack Park this year. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac, online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.